good evening. How y'all doing? It's a pretty wonderful day. Wherever you are, hope you're enjoying your day. Good as a feeling, like I always say, hope you're feeling good. I'm trying to make sure that is exactly what it feels like. Yes, y'all. It's still on that. Just I try to make sure that I give you some information that might really value, you know, your future. And if it's the current future, it's still the best future. Just so you're paying it real, you're paying it okay. My name is Tweed, and I'm still trying to make sense of the whole kind of situation that comes around. Every day is a situation. Every day comes a gist that turns the society upside down, and it makes everybody talking. And so this situation, talking about the recently escapated issues related to the Christian girl having the mother coming on live social media to talk about a daughter being raped. Turns out that some people allegedly said, and some people assumingly said, and some people funnily said that situation and rape. You know, it's just funny how it can actually go that some, you know, X-rated videos can be posted online. And in the situation, I don't even want to talk about what actually happened to the girl. I want to just lay some highlights on what feels right in this particular situation, on what we have to do. It's related to we have coming folks that might eventually have kids, or how to control the ones that are already available, know what is going on. A lot of kids enlightened about what's on social media. You know, you go on a site and you expect it to just go right on some informative sites, probably looking for some educational content. But along the way, you stumble upon some kind of porn, kind of aggressive porn, and you wonder what it is. You try to check it out. You check it out, and you want to practice it. Just automatically disorients your state. You're supposed to be focused on what makes you focused at that particular time. You might just be disoriented immediately because you found something new and you're on this quest for pleasure, because it's exactly pleasure that is being displayed on social media. And that's alone can disorient the kid. So what are we doing to affect the generation ahead? Some can actually decide to talk to the kids, and talking to the kid might just work. But sometimes, you know, you talk to these kids and they ain't gonna listen. They don't want to listen. They feel it's something that comes, something their parents do, something they see on social media, something they want to try. And it feels fun for them, so they want to try it. I saw a video recently, a couple of kids, three guys, two girls, booking an hotel room, wanting to go have some, you know, sexual, you know. It's just crazy, you know. But at the same time, we need to really talk. We need to have some talk. How do we stop this from happening? It's just not right, because at this stage, it's even closer to the puberty stage, if not very close, and they're already thinking of how to have sex. They all know these things, they do. Because literally, when you basically start to examine your body, you're wondering what this is meant for, what the other one you're seeing that looks just opposite your own type is meant for, and you just want to go check out. And you know, you go online and you're like, male reproductive system, and they tell you it's called penis, and the female reproductive system called vagina, and they tell you even more, they let you know. So before you let these kids find out what's going on, why don't you just tell them, hello boy, hello girl, this is it, fuck, in the word, they call it sex. And please, you don't have to go through this. There are times when you just have to focus on other things that are important, not like sex ain't important. So actually, eventually gets to when it's important for you, but right now it's not important, and that's why you got to focus on all the things. I can tell you, you can give them reasons why they shouldn't focus on it right now. Probably because when you engage in sexual practices at the earlier stage, you probably would exhaust the contents of having to pleasurize yourself over the years, and that's simply because it sometimes wears out. And I don't know how you feel about that situation. You don't want to start what you can not finish. Start it when you ought to be started, so you don't confuse your education aspects. But trust me, I've said all this to the kids. Some still want to practice it. But you ain't going to give up. You don't have to give up. You just keep talking. You just keep giving reasons. You just keep highlighting the reasons why you have to stay focused. You just keep making sure that these kids get to understand that regardless of what a pleasure might feel like, masturbating, you know, being celebrated is kind of an option. As of the earlier stages of your life, it's just 20 is along the clock, 18 is around the clock, 25 is around the clock. Just give it a time. Try to focus on that education and try not to stay away from them, because the moment they see these things on social media and then find someone to distract them away from it, they just go for it. And it's your fault if you ain't talking to somebody close to you.
As skeptical as it can sound, you know, pleasure seems to, you know, get you in that zone. People tend to want that pleasure more than they want to avoid the pleasure. You know, you try to do something and then you try not to do it. There's just two ways. You want to always do it. The idea about feeling good and not feeling good is very, very distracting. You prefer to feel good than not feel good. If you get what I'm saying, you try to read and feel good about reading. It's different from trying to have sex and feel good about having sex. So you see these kids, they only want the best one. They don't want the one that takes time. They want to just see it. They want to have fun. They want to ride that dick. You know what I'm saying? Well, this really ain't it. That really ain't it. We really need to talk to them. Most times, people go through approaches such as scolding. Scolding sometimes works for the right set of family. We know your kid and know what works for your kid. Scolding some kids might just spell them or propel them towards action. You know, even beating them might even make it worse. They're like, oh, did I get beaten for this? I want to go see what's going on there. Violence seems to be the way of the society these days. And the people really wanted to know what's up. What can you do? What can I do? What do I get? You know, experiences say they want to go get a better teacher out of it. And that's it. That's what they want to do. But it's your job. It's your job to make sure that they are listening to you. You don't just stop talking. You keep talking. They don't listen the first time, and listen the second time. They suddenly have the consciousness that you told them that this ain't ready. Ready time. This ain't the time to do this. Work on that stuff. Work on this stuff. Education first. Focus. There are all the times when, you know, you can devise the means and lead them through just so they don't get pregnant. Especially the vulnerable ones. The vulnerable ones, I mean. It's very important that this education is spread way faster and wider. Social media is now pretty disturbing that whatsoever you upload has a meaning. Had it be in some emotional ways, mental state way, it just takes time to process. And they're processing it one way or the other. They ask some questions among their mates. And this is just children education I'm trying to give you. I hope this is reaching out to somebody. And I hope we can actually start highlighting our brothers, our junior ones, people in the area. And they watch it. And let them know that this ain't your zone, bro. And if you're posting contents that are pretty private, don't let your junior ones see them. It gets them spiked up. It gets them wondering. I want to do this. Do I want to twerk? I want to jack. I want to get right in it. Who doesn't want to do what other people are doing? Have you to observe? Haven't you observed that the way you do things while growing up, the junior ones also want to do them. See you read, they want to read. See you watch cartoons, they want to watch cartoons. This is the way you handle that stuff. They want to handle that stuff also. Don't deprive nobody of what nobody has to learn. Nobody has the right to deprive me or get to that ulcer. Awesomeness is good, but it's pretty not in the state of mind at that state of time. put him through and let him walk in the right path. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Stuart. If you don't enjoy this section, it's not my fault that I'm speaking just the way you don't want me to speak, but I'm just flowing. Have a nice day.